This is The Sun on the Strip. I'm Brock Radke, entertainment writer at the Las Vegas Sun, here to get you caught up on all the news and fun this week from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I've got something special for you this week. Just yesterday, I sat down in a very fancy hotel suite with the legendary Smokey Robinson, who's back on the Strip this week at Encore Theater. I've got an exclusive piece of that conversation coming up only on The Sun on the Strip. Go to LasVegasSun.com right now to read my full interview with Smokey. But before we get to that, we've got a big new residency announcement to talk about this week. And joining me to break it down is Leslie Ventura, staff writer at Las Vegas Weekly Magazine. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. I am
Are you
pumped.
Ready for me to like freak out? Because this is the most exciting residency for me that has happened so far.
That was the first thing I thought when I saw the announcement. I was like, what is Rock doing? Stop everything. I knew you'd be more than stoked.
I am more than stoked. Janet Jackson is coming to Park Theater at Park MGM for 15 shows in May, July, and August. Tickets are going on sale this Saturday. The show is called Metamorphosis. I saw her last... her last proper concert in Las Vegas. It was in October 2017. I guess she did the billboards here in Vegas last year too, but that wasn't a real Janet Jackson show. But it was amazing, and she's amazing. And I wrote all about how I thought she was the perfect resident candidate because of her. I mean, she's just such a huge name. But I'm in my early 40s. She is an artist from my generation.
That's
for sure.
True, yes.
She was huge in the 80s and 90s. And I don't know what younger people like yourself.
Oh gosh.
What,
I'm not
what
even
your perception
young anymore.
Of Janet Jackson might be.
Well, her big breakout album came out the year I was born. Mm-hmm. So you can't see Brock's face right now, but it's pretty entertaining.
That's how my face always looks because I'm super old.
So, I mean, I definitely became more acquainted with Janet in the 90s. But, I mean, I love her. She's one of the, you know, classic, I don't know if classic's the right word, but just like legendary R&B icons. And I'm super stoked to experience the concept of her show, which I think is really interesting, the whole metamorphosis from her being, you know, this, like, self-conscious, shy, you know, young girl to being one of the most celebrated icons in the history of pop music. I hope she really goes all in. I'm excited to see that side of things.
Mm-hmm. If you're old like me and you are follow her career, then this is the story of her career from being an actress and a singer as a teenager, obviously one of the younger, maybe the youngest member of the Jackson family. I'm not sure about that. But, you know, big brothers were all super famous by the time she came around and was on TV. And then she started making music, and her album, her breakthrough album, Control, was all about just that, kind of taking control of her life and growing up and stuff like that. And that evolution continues if you listen to her music throughout her career, of just growing up and developing as a person. And a lot of the details that they put into this announcement for this Metamorphosis show strike me as being really familiar to the concert that I saw not too long ago. There's going to be a big segment celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Rhythm Nation album, and yeah, what you're talking about, kind of coming out of her shell and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it should be pretty cool. I think Park Theater is the best possible venue for Janet.
I'd agree. The sound there is so good, and I feel like it's intimate enough, you know, there isn't a bad seat in the house, and it really envelops you. So I'm excited for it.
Gonna be awesome. I mean, it's just such a big name too. I mean, we just had the announcements in the last few weeks have been Def Leppard at Planet Hollywood. Def Leppard's done a residency here before at the Hard Rock Hotel. Christina Aguilera also at Planet Hollywood. That's a big name too, but she hasn't had the kind of, you know, legacy career
right.
that Janet Jackson has. She hasn't had as much chart success over a longer period of time, but then really only a few artists have.
Yeah, I can't think of many. I mean, obviously the ones that have kind of already been here, you know, like Britney and now Gaga. So it seems like she's, I mean, the perfect fit. And is it just me? I mean, those rumors have been floating around for a while that she would be the next or one of the next like Vegas residencies. Or were people just hopeful? I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I was hopeful.
Maybe it's just maybe from I you. Started I those just rumors. Thought, yeah. Maybe Brock Radke, you are why Janet Jackson is having a residency here.
Yes, they're doing it just for me. I mean, she has a really diverse audience, too. Mm-hmm. One thing about Janet Jackson compared to other pop stars that have kind of crossed over from the R&B world is that she has retained a strong audience in the black music community throughout her career. So that can only help sell tickets and get a big diverse draw.
Yeah, and when did you say, what's her kickoff date?
It's May. Hold on a minute. I'm looking for it.
It's coming up. I mean, it's going to, like, come quick.
May 17th. Friday, May 17th.
And tickets go on sale Saturday?
Yep.
Exciting.
All right. A big thing happening in Las Vegas this weekend is that, believe it or not, it's pool season time.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It just snowed here.
Right. That was less than 2 weeks ago that Las Vegas was covered in snow, particularly where I live in the Summerlin area, where there was 7 inches of snow on my roof.
That's
and
crazy.
My house was raining for like 2 days after that as that snow melted. That was a very strange experience. But, yeah, people were asking me about are the day clubs still going to open on March 1st as planned? And the answer is yes. Vegas finds a way. That is always going to happen. Forget about that snow. I mean, the forecast for this weekend are temperatures in the low 70s and some clouds and possibly some rain. But the key thing, we're in Las Vegas, so it feels strange to us. It's cold outside right now. It feels strange that this is going to happen in a couple of days. But you have to remember that the majority of people coming to Las Vegas at any given time are coming from places with much colder and stormier weather.
So right.
A little clouds and 70 degrees is looking like a pretty nice pool day for most
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to be in their swimsuits and flip-flops, sunbathing, and just getting drunk and splashing around. And I can't wait. I think the programming is going in a different direction, or I don't know, it's kind of like half and half, but the stuff that Encore Beach Club is doing, I'm excited for them to continue Art of the Wild. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be really fun, exploring more housey options and stuff like that. And yeah, just kicking off a fun pool season bright and early.
Yeah, most of the larger day clubs are opening this weekend, including Encore Beach Club, Tao Beach, Marquee Day Club, the Go Pool at Flamingo. Those are all open for biz starting on Friday. The newest day club in Vegas, Chaos at the Palms, is not going to be open until probably the middle of April. But there is a new pool party starting before then at Nomad at Park MGM. It's starting on March 22nd. And the party itself is called Gemma, J-E-M-A-A. So this is at the Nomad pool, not the Park MGM resort pool
Okay. That's
behind the Primrose restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up on the third floor. It's like a rooftop deck situation. Ooh. I haven't been up there.
I haven't been up there either. This sounds exciting.
So they're going to be doing more refined cocktails than you would find at most pool parties, probably Nomad style cocktails, including a cocktail fountain that you can have delivered to your cabana.
What?
Yeah.
Classy.
Mm-hmm. So table service, different DJs and artists every weekend, and snacks like Chef Daniel Hum's famous hum dog, shrimp tacos, fried chicken. Note, locals will get comp entry before noon at this party, and it's going to run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Nice.
Every weekend starting March 22nd.
Any word on the lineup?
No, not yet. No, I haven't seen anything yet, but I don't think it's going to be kind of big touring names. I would bet that it's going to be local people or who knows, maybe they'll kind of maybe they'll join up with On the Record a little bit and have some crossover.
That would be amazing. On the Record's had some really, really cool gifts already, and it's, you know, hasn't been open for very long. So fingers crossed, that would be fun.
Yeah, and Park MGM has done a really good job of like having crossover between its venues. Like there's a lot of energy between On the Record and Best Friend, people spending time in both places and artists going back and forth and stuff like that. So we will see. We didn't do an episode of The Sun on the Strip last week because I was on vacation, but an interesting item that I didn't get to talk about is the Big Blues Bender, which is moving to the Hard Rock Hotel. So the sixth annual version of this blues festival is going to be September 5th through 8th at the Hard Rock. Among the artists on the lineup so far are Robert Cray, Lil Steven, Ruthie Foster, the Almond Betts Band, Colin James, Victor Wainwright, and a whole bunch more. The Big Blues Bender was founded by A.J. Gross, who's a longtime promoter across the country of concerts. He's done a lot of stuff in Vegas over the years as well. It's been happening downtown at the Plaza until now, kind of taking over that old school hotel and casino. So moving to the Hard Rock is interesting because obviously there's a bunch of different venues there. And it can continue to do this kind of taking over a resort vibe that has been happening at the Plaza. Plus, the Hard Rock used to have the crazy metal festival that I can't remember.
Psycho
Fest. That is moving to a different location.
That's what I'm
moving
here
to
for.
Mandalay Bay this year. So maybe it left some room to do one of these things. This is a four day event at the Hard Rock. It also raises more questions about the Hard Rock's renovation into Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. We still don't know when that's going to happen. Is it going to close the casino or portions of the casino? But they keep
booking
shows and making plans for things beyond summer at this point. The last thing I saw that it only made it to Labor Day, and this is beyond Labor Day, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for, you know, this switchover. I'm sad to see the Hard Rock branding go, but I'm like ready for this next wave. And then they keep announcing stuff, and it's like, all right, well, when are we gonna get this? You know, because you know it's gonna take a while for all that to happen. So
are you a blues fan?
You know, I was just glancing at the bill, and I'm not gonna lie, I don't know a lot of the acts on here, but it does seem pretty diverse in terms of, I don't know, like spanning the gamut of blues. There's a duo on here called Larkin Poe. I don't know how I heard of them, but there are two girls that do kind of like bluesy, soulful, maybe bordering on country. I think I discovered them on YouTube a few years ago, and they're really good and have beautiful voices. So I'm interested in that. And then obviously, you know, Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul, that's like a given. But blues, I mean, you know, I like some old stuff. I love the Stones. And then my knowledge drops off a little bit.
I don't have a lot of knowledge, but I think everybody likes the blues.
Yeah.
Especially in a live environment.
Right, exactly. With a beer in your hand and maybe some food, that's like... the perfect setting. So,
and the Hard Rock is a great place to just kind of post up for a weekend and jump between venue to venue and place to place, and you know, get something to eat in between. If you're out, maybe you're outside in the daytime seeing a show by the pool, go inside, get some food, and then go into the joint and see some. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A couple of updates in regards to some production show stuff on the Strip. Celestia, the show we've been talking a lot about on Sun on the Strip, at the Stratosphere, its opening has been pushed back once again. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. The Strat. Celestia was supposed to open today, the 27th, and it's been pushed back for the second time, probably another month or so. It looks like the show's a little bit up in the air at the moment, to use a terrible pun about an acrobatic show. But that tent is there, so I'm sure it's going to happen. I'm sure it just needs to work out some details. The other new tent-based show coming to the Strip, Fuerza Bruta, is on pace to open March 7th at the Excalibur. And then over at Harrah's, there's a new show, Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel in Concert, opening on April 15th. This is going to be a regularly running show, Wednesdays through Mondays at 8 p.m. with a 3 p.m. matinee on Sunday. This is in Harrah's Showroom, which is also home to the Righteous Brothers and the Tenors of Rock and Matt King. It's a busy room. This is actually a stage musical, but the Vegas version is going to be a concert-style adaption of this Elvis musical. And leading the band is Eddie Clendening, who performed as Elvis in more than 2,000 shows of the Million Dollar Quartet on Broadway.
Nice.
I mean, you can never have too much Elvis in Vegas.
You know, I was just thinking, I'm actually really into this idea. I feel like the older Vegas gets, the more it goes toward this, like, you know, really cool and modern progression. We get away from that nostalgia, right? And we get away from, like, Elvis and everything that Vegas was known for. And I don't ever want to see that die. I don't think it's possible, but, like, having shows like this ensures that it won't. Everyone loves Elvis. How can you not?
It's kind of cool to see different versions of an Elvis show, too. This one's obviously focused on the music, which is kind of on trend with how live entertainment is in Las Vegas right now. Even Wayne Newton, when we talked to him a little while ago, moved his show from Bally's to Caesar's Palace. He took out some of that storytelling because he realized that more people want to hear more songs.
Yeah, you want to hear the hits.
More Elvis at Harrah's. Okay, some newly announced concerts and other kind of one-off shows that just popped off in the last week. Rob Thomas is going to be at Zappos Theater on June 21st. Joe Rogan is coming back to the Aces of Comedy series at the Mirage on July 5th. Ali Wong is going to be at Encore Theater, a new venue for her, August 31st and September 1st.
Asking the wrong person. I think it's Mana, but I don't speak Spanish, so don't quote me on that.
Mana's coming back for its annual show around Mexican Independence Day, September 14th, at MGM Grand Garden Arena. Also at MGM Grand Garden Arena, Jimmy Buffett, October 19th. I think it's been a little while since he's been at MGM, but always a huge popular show. And then George Strait, of course, has added two more shows to his T-Mobile Arena residency, December 6th and 7th. Which of those will you go to first, Leslie?
Oh, man. You know, we're going way back here, but my parents, so I'm originally from outside of Chicago, and my stepdad was a limousine driver for Jimmy Buffett. And I probably shouldn't say this on the record, but I was snuck into a Jimmy Buffett show when I was like 7 years old. I don't, you know, have a total hankering to go back and see him, but if I had to pick, I'd probably want to relive that moment. So maybe bring my parents with me.
I'm sure you're not the only kid to get snuck into a Jimmy Buffett show. I bet that happens all the time.
It probably does.
What is taking over the Strip this week? Well, it's sports, specifically the Ultimate Sports Weekend. What the hell is that, you say? Well, due to so many big sporting events that are happening throughout March, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitor Authority has kind of packaged this upcoming weekend as a kickoff to this big, busy month of March. There's a Fan Fest event and a Golden Knights watch party downtown on Thursday, but the NASCAR Hauler Parade starts at the Welcome to Las Vegas sign at 6 p.m. Thursday and heads north on the Strip. So that is obviously to get the excitement going for the NASCAR Pennzoil 400 race, which is March 1st through 3rd out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. of course, one of those huge annual events that takes place off the Strip but heavily impacts programs and events and traffic on the Strip all weekend long. T-Mobile Arena has Vegas Golden Knights games Thursday and Sunday and hosts UFC 235 on Saturday starting at 3 p.m. And these are all part of that Ultimate Sports Weekend, too. And before all this happens, folks in the business of Vegas sports meet on Wednesday at the Las Vegas Convention Center for the Las Vegas Global Sports Business Summit. No doubt planning our futures and all of our crazy sports stuff. That's going to happen. Okay, my big show of the week is, of course, Smokey Robinson at the Encore Theater Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I got to talk to him about a whole bunch of stuff. Like, did you know that he still lives here? He's had a residence here for more than 10 years.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's got a place out in the Summerlin area. And most recently, he spent more time in L.A. doing different work stuff. But he's still here. He still likes to run around Vegas and go see shows and hang out. And this is probably the beginning of a longer term residency or engagement for him at Wynn. Diana Ross has been there the last couple years and has been having quite a bit of success. So it stands to reason that he will do the same. This is actually the first time that he's performed at Wynn, but he used to have a residency at the Desert Inn, which was there before Wynn opened in 2005.
That's crazy.
So this little interview snippet is actually about, I was asking him what his Vegas show is going to be like, and he had a really interesting observation about something that happened to him a while ago when, you know, he tours all the time and he was getting a little bit worried about going to the same places year after year and giving them the same show, and did he have to, should he tweak it and change it, and anyways, listen for yourself. Is this hopefully the start of a new residency for you here?
I would hope so, because, you know, like I said, I have a home here, and it you know, for the time that I would be here, it would not be the traveling and all that's that's involved when you're just going in and doing concerts. So, yeah, that would be really nice. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Are you kind of tweaking your show? Is this similar to
the
touring show?
No, there's no tweaking. No, it's just that if I'm do what I would do if I was in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I got a great lesson on that, you know, because there was a time when I got really, really nervous and really afraid about going places and repeating to go to the same places and so on. There's only so many places you can play in the world. But every time I go back, I'm singing the same song. I'm singing Ooh, Baby, Baby. I'm singing Trash My Tears. I'm singing Cruising. I'm singing... And I got worried about this, that people are going to sick of that, you know. So the Four Tops were playing, and they were playing at the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles. So I go to see them, and the Four Tops, even when we were kids growing up, man, the Four Tops, they were called the Four Ames then, and we used to have group battles, you know, in Detroit on the streets and in the recreation center and sing for the girls, you know. You knew that if the Four Ames were coming, the best you were going to get is second place. You know what I mean? Because they're awesome. So the Four Tops could sing anything, man. So anyway, I go to see them, and they come out, and their first song is Day by Day, I'm Falling More in Love with You. So they sang that. Okay, cool, that's cool. And then they sang two or three other songs like that. And I'm sitting there, I'm saying, shit, nah, I want to hear Reach Out. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear, you know, Can't Help Myself, you know? And I thought about it. I said, that's how people feel when they come see you. They want to hear those old songs. That's what got you to this place. Mm-hmm. You know? So yeah, man, we play everything. We play all the old stuff, everything, you know? And we just have fun for however long we're out there.
Okay, that's it for this episode of The Sun on the Strip. Please visit Apple Podcasts. Rate and review, and if there's a Vegas Strip topic you'd like to hear more about, let me know in that review, or shoot me an email at brock.radke@gmgvegas.com. You can find every episode of this podcast and all the best Vegas entertainment coverage at lasvegassun.com. Leslie, thanks for joining me today.
As always, thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. Catch you next week.